The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to another fabulous podcast Monday. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be here again. Well, obviously you're excited to be here because you are here. And I just want to say thank you for showing up. Thank you for being one of my listeners, one of my fans, one of my soldiers in this quest to create love, spread love, and start a love revolution. I seriously love you for it. Your feedback is amazing. I have some of you reaching out and telling me that you feel I am changing the lives of so many people, and you're right. You are right, because I get those emails too, and I love it, guys. Keep them coming. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to get serious again. I don't know. You know, maybe one day I'll make like a really nice, light, fluffy podcast. But today I want to talk to those of you who need to level up. It is actually the subject of the week. Leveling up yourself, leveling up your behaviors, and in turn, leveling up the behavior of the people that surround you. Guys, let me tell you, and you know this, you don't need me to tell you this, you cannot change anybody. You can't. Least of all a man, right? You know that saying, don't tell me what to do? Who says that the most? Men. And they do. They dig in their heels when they feel like we're telling them what to do. And so be it. That's fine. They have that right. We all have a right to choose our behaviors, to be who we want to be. We can do that. Everybody can do that. But we also have a right to choose the people who will be around us. And I want to talk to you about that today. I want to talk to the people out there who will maybe one day send me one of these emails. And I get these emails on a weekly basis. These are the ones from mostly women who talk to me about somebody that they're dating. And they're telling me about behaviors that this person is exhibiting. And they want to know what they should do. And the type of behaviors I'm talking about is being overly flirtatious with members of the opposite sex, bragging about their past sexual exploits quite a bit, in fact, way too much, drinking too much every time they go out. Some of these women are in relationships with partners who are not working, who are cheating on them. And let me tell you guys, let me start this off with my own experiences, because I got this smart by being really dumb. I did all the mistakes. I had the bad relationships. I was choosing the wrong partners over and over again. I was staying in those relationships for years. So I know where these women are coming from. I know what's going through their minds. I know why they're asking themselves how they can maintain this relationship, because I did the same thing. And I'm going to give you two stories about that. I'm going to start the first story with, we're going to call him D. We're calling him D for dumbass. But in fact, I was the dumbass for staying 2 years in this relationship. And what D was doing that I was glossing over and overlooking was he had a female friend that he went to school with. And, you know, he'd come to visit me. We lived in different, you know, he was American, I was Canadian. He'd come to see me and he'd buy a gift for his female friend. I'd go visit him and we would go out to a club with her. And, you know, he'd be very physical with her, touching, hugging, kissing, kissing on the cheek, yes, yes, but still very familiar with her. And I was telling myself, I want to be more mature. I don't want to be a jealous girlfriend. I don't want to be the kind of girlfriend that tells her boyfriend, no, you can't have female friends. Now, did I have red flags that were going off? Yes, I did. I did. But I talked myself out of them because I was telling myself that I was being a bigger person by not making a big deal out of it. Well, do you know what the revelation was down the road when the truth finally came to light, when he finally confessed what was actually going on behind the scenes? The fact was he dated me to make her jealous because she was the one he actually wanted to be with. Now, here's another one. We're going to call him S for stupid. Again, I was the stupid one for staying way too long in this relationship. At least this one didn't last for 2 years, but this was still catastrophic and traumatic on me for other reasons. And shortly after S and I started dating, we met another girl and he became very flirtatious with her. And I remember we were in a diner. And it was a place where you go to the counter and you order and you get your food and then you go sit down. And I had gotten my food and I was sitting down and I looked over to the counter where people were ordering and him and her were over there. And I saw her standing in front of him and then lean back into him. And I quickly looked away because honestly, I don't even know why. I didn't want to be the kind of girlfriend who was jealous, who made a big deal out of things. And so I looked away and I'm going to tell you, I regret that because I only saw it for a fraction of a second. And I wish I had looked longer because when I brought it up, he denied it. And the thing was, he actually said to me not long afterwards, if I hadn't met you, I would have been dating her. And I stayed. I stayed. Even when we were at a house party, and I went into the house and they were standing in the shower together, not naked, but standing in the shower together. I can't believe when I think about it, guys, I'm losing my mind that I put up with this. And the reason why I did it and the reason why these women are sending me emails saying, did I shut this down too soon? What should I do? How can I change this? How can I stay in this relationship? The reason why that happens is because we didn't ask ourselves the right questions. Now, I say this over and over again. Life begins when you ask the right question. What was the question that I was asking myself when D was flirting with another girl, when S was flirting with another girl? You know, the question that I asked myself was, how can I be more mature? Or how can I be sexier? That was what I was asking myself. Instead of asking myself, why am I not with a guy who is more focused on me? Now, let me tell you an exception to this question of being with somebody who might have a focus on another woman. There are very good men out there who are divorced or broken up with the mother of their children. And these children are in their developing years. They are still young. And these good men are making the mothers of their children a prime focus in their lives because they want to ensure the security of their children. They want to co-parent. They want the children to feel like even though mom and dad are no longer together, mom and dad are still a unit. And they go to great lengths to ensure their children feel that way. And those ones deserve consideration. But otherwise, there is no exception to not coming first to a man. And there is no question you can ask yourself that will rectify the behavior of the one who's flirting too much, bragging too much about his past exploits, cheating on you, drinking too much, not working and living off of you. There is no good question to deal with that except for the question, why am I staying? Why are my standards not higher? Why am I not demanding more from a partner? Why do I not want more for myself? That is the question. Now, you will notice that when you do ask for more, or when you do get tired of their behavior, the reply that you get is, I'm done. Now, recently there was a girl who sent me an email, and she listed off a long list of these horrible behaviors, some of which I included in here. And it was so long, to tell you the truth, that some of them I didn't include in here because there was just so many. And after 2 months of this, she sent him an email and said, you know what, I don't want to date you anymore. And his response back was, you know what, I think you're right. This is going too fast. Now, after 2 months of her not asking for a commitment, of her giving up sex and putting up with this behavior, and then after 2 months, she says, this isn't for me. He goes, that's okay. This is going too fast. Really? That's typical guy response. Absolute guy response. Selfish short-term thinkers are guys. Generous long-term thinkers are men. Selfish short-term thinkers want what they want when they want it. And the moment you say they will not get it when they want it, that's when they start to push you away. That is when they start to shut it down, or maybe use anger as a control tactic for you to create avoidance, for you to want to avoid their angry outbursts and continue being compliant so that they can get what they want when they want it. So, a typical response when you say, I need more, I want more, this behavior is not what I want in a relationship. The worst they will normally say is, I'm done. Maybe not exactly that way, maybe paraphrase, but they're going to say, I'm done. Because what they want you to understand is, unless you are fully compliant, no questions asked, no standards on the table, no desire for leveling up from your partner, unless that's what you are giving, they're done. Because that is what they're looking for. Selfish short-term thinkers only want your full compliance. And if they're not getting it, they will move on to the next one. And you should be happy for that. The response from you, what you should say, if you stand up for yourself and they say, I'm done. And guys, I'm telling you, don't reply to this. Like, you really should take this as an indication that you should cut down all contact. Block them on social media, block them from texting you, because sometimes they'll come on a fishing expedition to see if you're still willing to be compliant. Block them. Do not give them that ability or that capability. Shut it all down. Silence is really the most powerful communication you can have in these instances, because it really says to him and to the universe, I am finished with this behavior. I am holding space for something new, something bigger, something better. But your response in your mind, when he says, I'm done, when you stand up for yourself and you want more, it should be, thank you for making this easy for me. It should be gratitude that they're not dishing out more lies to try and reel you in. Thank you for making this easy for me. Thank you for being so clear about where I stood in your life. Thank you for helping me understand how unimportant I am to you, my needs, my wants, my desires, my goals. You know, my need to have somebody in this house that's working and sharing bills with me. My need to have somebody in my house who doesn't cheat on me, either physically or emotionally. My need to be with somebody who isn't always looking for the next person, because one woman's attention isn't enough to fill their cup. My need to be with somebody who is so happy to be with me that they're not constantly talking about the other people they've been with. Thank you for making it clear that you are not the person I should have in my life. And this is the point where you sit down and you start writing down your 50 I ams that are all positive so that you can fully understand who you are. Because if you don't break this pattern, you will repeat it. And it will be the same person wearing different clothing. It will be the same behaviors. Because it's not like I broke up with D and then I didn't end up with D 2.0. No, I went from D to S. Same thing. So you need to break the pattern so you don't end up being 30, 40, 50 years old saying, why am I not in the right relationship? Why am I unhappy? So how do you do that? Let me give you some tools. You're going to grab some paper. You're going to write I am at the top. You're going to write 50 I am statements. All need to be positive. If you run out of the ones in your head, then go ask your friends. Go ask your family members. What is it about me that you feel is good about me? Positive about me? You write that down. And then you start listening to what people are saying. What are people saying to you that is positive about you? You write that stuff down. We have a brain that lets go of the positive, retains the negative. It is time to retrain that. It is time to elevate your self-esteem, have a better understanding of yourself, and solidify that. Go back to that piece of paper and read it again the moment you forget that you are amazing. And the next thing you do is you grab another sheet of paper, you write my perfect man at the top of that list, and you write down what it was in your past relationships that you do want to see again, that you don't want to give up. Write them down. Go back in your memory. What is it about your past relationships that you never want to see again? Turn that into a positive, because really we don't want to deal with negatives, right? We want a positive, beautiful, amazing life. So everything is a positive. So turn it into a positive. So if somebody cheated on you, then you write is devoted, right? And then I want you to think about what you've never had and you wish you would have had. Put that on your piece of paper, write about what you saw on TV, some recent yearnings that you have. You know, I know for myself, when I did this, when I was with my husband in the beginning, I was out of a divorce and I told myself, I don't want to get married again. And when we broke up one last time and I did this project, between my divorce and that point in my life, I started to change my mind and I started to feel like I did want a marriage. I wanted that legality. I wanted something that felt more solid than a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And I had told myself, you know, I will accept. And I had told him, you know, this was the parameters coming into the relationship. I don't feel I need to get married again, but I want us to live together. I want us to wear rings. I want us to call each other husband and wife. But when we broke up, I said, what do I really want? Now I get to redefine my next relationship. And you know what went on that sheet? Marriage. And that's what I got because I wrote it down and I stood firm for what it was that I wanted in my next relationship. And I did not settle for anything less. And I want that for you. I want you to do this for yourself. I want you to level up, because you deserve the happiness that is waiting for you at that next level. And let me tell you, it is so freaking good. If you have never happy cried before, get ready. If you're meditating, you're doing your I am experiment, you're writing what it was or what it is that you want in your next relationship, you are tying everything together in a neatly packaged, you know, container with a bow on top of it for the universe to deliver at your door. Guys, do not discount what energy will do. Create the right energy, both within yourself and out in the universe, and stand back because there's some goodness that's coming your way. And I'm excited for you. And if you do this, I want you to send me an email. Let me know that you have, because I love knowing that you're on this journey and you are leveling up. So, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Let's get into what is coming for you this Tuesday on the Chantal Hyde Show, on the webinar. I am going to talk some more about this leveling up, but I'm going to talk about how you can level up your behaviors, how you can go from where you are to something better, how to bring out the best in yourself, and how that will bring out the best in your partner. So behaviors that you can do yourself that level yourself up, and also behaviors that you can exhibit. So some communication behaviors that will level up your partner and anybody else around you. Guys, this is game changing. I hope you log in for tomorrow's live webinar. I'd love to see you be part of the conversation. As always, you know I love chatting with you. And if not, of course, you can watch the replay. So many of you guys do come in on the replay, which is super exciting. And then, oh my God, so something really fantastic is happening. So I've finally scheduled the next speed dating night. It's going to be in Kitchener. It's going to be at 8 p.m. So this is really fun because this is the first time that I'm doing this on a Saturday. And because it's like 8 o'clock in the evening and we are providing like a free alcoholic beverage, free non-alcoholic beverages, free finger foods, all included in the ticket price. If you meet somebody that you click with, then once the speed dating event is over, then you can go head off to a bar, a lounge or something and go grab another drink and really get to know each other. So this would be really super fun. So get a hold of me, find out how you can get your ticket. And I am super excited at seeing your wonderful faces at the speed dating event. And you know what? That's it. That's everything I can think of for today. As always, I'm super happy to be talking to you. As always, I love you, love you, love you so much. And as always, I will talk to you soon.